Hello, everyone. You're once again welcome to the New Gen Network podcast show. It's me, Raphael Autry, and today I have an amazing guest with us. Just before we start the show, let me give a big thank you to Jack Brickhouse. Received your books for review, and it was so amazing. Yo, everybody go check that book out. It's available on Amazon and all digital platforms for book retail. It's called Cigarettes and Bad Decisions. Another book to recommend is also Blind Drift. These books are so great. They're amazing. Thanks to all our listeners from Ghana, from the States, and from Germany. We really appreciate you listening and tuning into our podcast. Every now and then we release another episode. Today, we're going to have a different experience though, because this is an in-person interview. This is not online. This is a one-on-one interview with an amazing young man who is doing so much in his community, is doing so much for our society today. So apparently he happened to be a pharmacology student, and now he's into something different. If you've been following my show, I've always been interviewing people from different walks of life, people who had their dreams going and all of a sudden they had to pursue their passion. This is another such story. And it feels so great to have this person here. He's into organic production of vegetables. When I say organic production of vegetables, you should know what I mean, because every food we're consuming now is made up of inorganic fertilizers. Today we have Alexander Ocho with us. Alexander Ocho, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I know it's been hard getting you on this particular show. Today we are here. Kindly tell us something about yourself, what people don't usually know about you. And let us begin with that. Let us get to familiarize with you.
Okay, so thank you very much once again for giving me this opportunity. To know something brief about myself, I would say growing up, I'd always wanted to have a career in medicine. But along the line, in level 200 of my pharmacy school, I had to drop out due to serious financial constraints. And so I didn't know what else to do with my life. But something interesting happened. I realized that whilst I was in school, there was one subject or course that stood out to me, and that was called pharmacognosy, which has to do with plant medicine studies. Okay. And that course almost came naturally to me. And so while I was at home, after I dropped out and didn't know what else to do, I decided to turn that love for that course into home gardening.
Wow.
And that was how it all started. And fortunately also, I realized I also, it all of a sudden dawned on me that my mom was also into preparing tea for her customers and adding salad, buffet and all that. So she used vegetables a lot. And so I quickly found that connection where I could use our backyard space, which was about 188 meters square. I could use that to produce some vegetables in the name of cucumbers, lettuce, carrot, all that. And I'll supply to her tea shop. And then I could generate some revenue. And gradually, I started small and it's picking up.
Wow.
Yes. So that is my story, if you ask me.
That is the most exciting thing people are interested in hearing, you know. The fact that you were able to start small, just like everyone, start small and then it grows or it gets somewhere. I'd like you to share with us how the challenge has been so far. I personally know organic farming is not easy. You know, it's a very difficult venture. And that's the only reason why people always prefer to use the inorganic fertilizers, because it's way faster, it's way easier. When you decide to do organic, that means that treating pesticides has to be organic. making sure your
pests.
Yes, treating pests has to be organic. Treating soil has to be organic. Everything has to be organic. Now, that is a whole challenge. That is not a usual farming that we know. And so, starting from that angle, how was the experience like? Did you face any challenges? Did you nearly give up?
per my research and per my relationship with my mentors or people who are already in the industry, it's actually the normal thing we used to know as Africans.
Mm.
We were not using inorganic fertilizers and all that. It's just that these days, the inorganic has taken over because it's easy to use. Mm-hmm. And farmers these days don't want to... I'm not saying this to bash them, but I understand them. Farmers these days don't want to put in too much effort because that's what comes with organic. It demands a lot of time. And it demands energy as well to be able to ensure that you don't lose all your vegetables or your plants to pests and all that. And so it's demanding, just to cut it short, it's demanding. And so when you use the inorganic approach, somehow it makes things a bit easier for you. That is why loads of farmers are into that, and it's becoming almost like a trend, and the organic way of doing things is rather fading out.
Yes.
But gradually we are trying to bring that out. So if you ask me, it's very, very challenging. It's very, 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 very challenging. But some of us, what keeps us moving is the passion that we have to elevate the health and well-being of humanity. Okay, wow. That is what drives us. That is our mission. And so, yes, we want money. Everybody wants money,
yes.
But we ensure that the health and the well-being of humanity comes first.
Now, I'm going to catch you on a very hot seat based on what you just said. It's really triggered me about how we are all striving to make an impact in our community today. Now, you did mention something about trying to revive that culture of organic farming back. You know, it's something that is missing in our culture, and we're striving and trying to bring that back.
Yeah.
Personally, what have you been doing in the process to try and bring that culture back?
Oh, great. That's great. That's great. I try a lot to keep it simple. The normal things that our farmers, experienced farmers who have gone before us used to do, that is using lots of compost. Okay, so like I told you, as I started with my home garden, I was using the leftover vegetables that my mom was peeling before she goes to her tea shop. I was using that. I was composting it to form manure to use on my. So it's almost like in our home, nothing goes wasted. You get it?
That is a whole masterclass.
So those are some of the things I do. And sometimes when we are in short of homemade compost, I buy compost from factories where I could get them in bulk. And then I prepare what we call compost tea, which is a very, very great way to nourish your plants, as they are able to pick the nutrients very, very quickly through the soluble fertilizer in the form of compost tea. So these are some of the few things that we use in organic gardening or in organic farming. And when it comes to controlling pests, we normally rely more on neem. Neem in the form of neem oil, neem in the form of neem extract, which is the neem being dissolved in water for quite a long time for the azadirachtin active ingredient to dissolve in the water. And that is what we use in combating the pests.
Wow.
And it's very, very, trust me, it's very, very, it's very, very effective. Very, very effective. And it has helped us a lot. So these things, with what I've said so far, you realize that almost everything we use is within the ecosystem.
Yes. Yes.
It's within the ecosystem. So nothing goes wasted. That's one thing I love about organic farming. Aside the fact that we are helping to improve the health of people, nothing goes wasted.
Wow. You just took me to those were your pharmacy classes. You know? You just lectured me a little bit about how the whole dissolving process.
Yeah.
Yes, that is interesting. I'd like us to touch on two more things, and then maybe we can wrap it up. Maybe we'll have another episode with you again because I'm already loving the conversation.
Sure.
You did talk about the production processes with other third-party companies in mm-hmm. trying to produce organic materials yeah. that can easily be used for farming.
Yeah.
Also, I want us to touch a little bit on your community, within your community. I have visited your gardens mm-hmm. for a couple of times, mm-hmm. and I know what it looks like and how people sometimes come through. I think the last time we even had a conversation, there were a couple of high school girls
yeah.
who were interested in sometimes coming to learn. And some of them even help with packaging
yeah.
for if we are doing deliveries. Yeah. How has that experience been like trying to create jobs for these young girls, or you know, trying to help them become self-reliant? How has the process been like for you?
Exactly. So one of the main drivers of our startup or of our company is to focus on the SDG goals, and we are happy to be fulfilling it by providing job for young people, as young as people who are in the SHS, who are not even yet done with their schooling but are able to do it part-time. And they earn something. Okay. So already we are instilling that culture of hard work in them. And at the same time, like I said, it's helping us to focus and to drive the SDG goals in a positive way.
Wow.
So that's good. And touching on the partner sourcing compost from other manufacturing
yes.
companies, it's a great thing because if I have the opportunity, I would encourage the government to facilitate the establishment of more such companies in the country, because they will help to reduce the waste, you know, the amount of waste that is being produced in Accra and even in the country to a large extent. And it's going to be a great deal of reduction if the government should invest in that. Instead of the inorganic. I'm not saying the inorganic is bad. It's very good when it is used properly.
Properly,
but
yes.
Most of the time, our farmers, mostly in the rural areas, are not able to use it properly or in an efficient way that will not affect the health of people. So if that is the case, why don't we rely heavily on the organic way of doing things,
yes.
which will not cause so much health hazards, okay? So for me, if you ask me, I would say yes, the government should invest there because it will not only help to increase the health in terms of production, but it will also help to reduce waste
drastically
in our cities.
Wow, that is so exciting. And so to conclude, what we just learned, I have personally learned that, you know, some of these farmers in the rural areas need education on how to properly apply these inorganic materials on growing foods. And I think it cuts both ways, you know, both organic and inorganic. You still need proper education on
exactly.
how to actually grow it.
Exactly.
Secondly, I've also learned about the government, you know, they can try and create some supportive measures for new startups that are into organic production of manures. To venture into it. We have a lot of coconut husks going waste in the country. All these things can be reprocessed and, you know, used in the agriculture sector.
A lot also of reduce import.
yes, to reduce imports. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the day, you realize we literally have everything. We just need a couple of investments, both from the government and from individual personalities.
To produce on a large scale.
Yes, to produce on a large scale. And all these, at the end of the day, comes back to us because we are going to experience good health. And yes, we are going to have more labor force than we usually expect, where we have people flying out of the country and youth dying early. You know, all these things come into play for to sustain our labor force and resource, human resource as a country. And so that will be the end of this episode. But I like the fact that we're able to dive deep into policy making and education. Maybe we'll try to focus our next conversation or next episode on that and create more awareness on that. I know you have ideas about policy making, education,
sure,
and how all these things can affect the agribusiness or agriculture sector. And so next time we'll dive deep into it. And so that is for it for now on the New Gen Network. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's another exciting episode with you. And I hope you share this to friends, yeah? Share it to your friends, your loved ones, and let's keep the message going. Thanks so much for joining us today. Bless.
Thanks for having me.